Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Tour the pitch.
On Youth Station. Youth Station. Youth Station.
Islamite, Allah my Lord, His word Quran, His word Quran, Muhammad Prophet, Muhammad Prophet, praise be upon, praise be upon, I am Muslim for all of time.
Well, I have a very personal question. Do you consider yourself a lucky person or not?
Well, it depends on luck. By luck, if we mean chance, no, I'm not. I'm not lucky.
When it comes to luck and stars and those stuffs, I do believe I probably, just like you, do not have a positive perspective.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, probably I have no share in that regard.
Maybe we don't want to, or we don't want to look at it from this perspective that maybe the things I got were coming to me out of chance.
Well, since it's Youth Station, let's talk from the perspective of the youth and see if they really care for such a thing, such a concept as luck. If I wanted to say my own perspective, I would say that, yes, there is such a thing that is called, I don't know, call it luck, call it, I don't know, a superpower. Something that comes from nowhere, but it changes everything. You can call it different things, but there is something.
There is. Actually, young people want to believe it in this way, that there is such a thing as luck. But from the perspective of a person who is a little bit maybe older than those teenagers, I can say that maybe when I was younger, I used to think in this way that, okay, luck exists. So if I am lucky enough in the future, this will happen to me. Now I'm standing in the future of that day.
Yeah, and your perspective has changed.
Yeah, and maybe I have got the things that at that time I was calling them and grouping them under the category of luck. If I am lucky enough, I will one day be this. Maybe I am the same person right now. Maybe I've achieved the things that I dreamed about the other day. But now I don't call them luck or opportunity or things that have come out of luck, you know? I'd rather call them success. Call them the determination. I would remember the days and nights that I had to study.
But what if you didn't get it? What if you didn't get the success that you're calling it right now? The accomplishment that you had, you call them right now success. But what if things did not turn out in accordance to the way that they led to success?
Well, the perfect answer can be like maybe I haven't or I hadn't worked enough on it. But maybe as a person in the first glance, that first impulsive reaction will be, ugh, I'm not lucky enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that because I want to just to pressurize you to bring you to that moment.
No, I agree. That impulsive feeling is like I wasn't lucky enough to achieve it.
But trust me, sometimes it's not just out of being impulsive. Sometimes you see it. Me and my friend and I, we both were in the same track. We went through the same process.
Right.
We tried so hard. If it's about effort, we have been on the same boat. But then look at the ending point. She got the thing and I didn't. So how would I justify it if it's not luck?
Well, I wouldn't call it luck.
You know, what would
you call
it?
Believing in something bigger. I mean, I agree that in some situations right now, I have thousands of examples that I can say, okay,
coming like a track, like a movie in my head right now.
Yeah, exactly. I can say that in this situation, I wasn't lucky. In that situation, I wasn't lucky enough. Here, I wasn't. There, I wasn't. But deep down, believing in God and believing in the superpower of my creator, the reason I said impulsive was this. That, at the beginning, it's super normal for me to just feel, okay, I wasn't lucky enough. It was my bad luck. I don't know. Luck didn't work out with
me. The fault in my star.
Yeah. But later on, when those negative feelings at least get a little further from me.
Settle down.
I start to just at least to comfort myself. It's my own strategy. To comfort myself, I start to group it again here. Under the things that God wanted me to achieve or God didn't allow me to achieve for the sake of something better.
Okay, let me take it into the realm of family issues.
Yeah.
And then see that, imagine we're two siblings. You're the loved one and I'm the less loved one. So it's not going to be easy.
No, no.
And I would call you the lucky one still.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about this case?
It's right. In this situation, mm-hmm. when we compare two people...
How would you soothe the people who have suffered from the same thing?
Not being unlucky, being the unlucky one?
Yeah, being the less loved one. The unlucky one.
The coincidences of life. I mean, we all know the world that we have entered, mm-hmm. this life, this materialistic life that we're living in, that we're forced to continue living on it. It's not a, I don't know, dreamland, or it's not, everything is not going to go the way I want it to.
Yeah, there's no such a thing as la-la land.
Yeah. So when I know this, and then in one situation, yeah, maybe I feel the bias. I feel like, okay, the other people are not liking me the way they, like my friend, say it. So I have to deal with it. I mean, acceptance.
Embrace it.
Yeah, accept it.
But I mean, acceptance is not that easy.
No, it's not. It's not for sure.
Yeah, it's not easy. And sometimes it leads to degradation of that person. That person would drag down themselves into the muddiest condition ever. And what do I mean by muddy? When the character turns into this spotty character that has got a lot of darkness into itself. Like, I usually say that the people who are not the lucky ones are the ones who are, if you look at them, if you look at their lives as a novel, then you would have normally, what you're going to face with is the story of characters. You will dig deep into the very labyrinthine part of their personality, and then you would see that probably they were not as bad as we thought they are, but they were the outcome of the thing that we call it luck. Some other people would call it the impact of the environment, not being in the right place at the right moment. Usually it's like this, and then with law comes the concept of choosing and choice, and how much will you have upon something.
And you know, here I was, right now I was just thinking about the comparison between hard work and circumstances. I mean, sometimes in some situations, I had worked hard, I wanted a dream, so I just did whatever I could. And then because of the circumstances, I couldn't achieve it.
Exactly.
So I label it as bad luck, I label it as
the worst. Of course, I would.
Yeah, I label it as the worst thing that could have ever happened to me. Like, imagine you've studied hard for a test
and
you fail.
2 weeks before the exam, I get totally sick.
Yeah. And just the result is ruined.
So what else should I be calling that? It's luck. It's the terrible fault in my star.
Yeah, and it all starts from the circumstances.
Exactly.
I mean, the circumstances even change our hard work.
Mm-hmm.
So we call it determination. We call it, I don't know, hard work.
Yeah, the naturalistic perspective that I am doomed by the environment I'm living in.
Yeah, and then the circumstance, it ruins everything. So we do have situations like this, but I wouldn't just start by talking about it from the perspective of luck. Yes, it is bad luck. It is a bad coincidence happening
but
to
it's
us.
Also a test, I think.
Yeah, it is a test.
Yeah.
It's a test that will show the way we will grow. And usually people grow. Even we ourselves do grow in these situations. Yeah.
And you see, after the storms are over, and when you look at yourself in retrospect, what do you see? You see that person who probably was not as mature as you are right now.
A weaker version.
The weaker version of me.
Yeah.
And when I look at myself, I feel like I have really achieved something.
Yeah.
Even if that something is not material and I cannot keep it in my hand and show it to others.
Exactly.
But I changed.
And that is personal growth. So even out of those things that we label them as bad luck, the growth will come. But I agree with all listeners who are thinking that, okay, at this moment that I have lost something, this moment that I have worked hard and got nothing, let me just weep over it. Let me just be sad over it. Let me cry for it.
Sab, as much as you want, but there is a point that you have to come to the moment of realization.
Yeah, exactly.
There must be a moment of awareness that, okay, this bad thing happened to me. It was so horrible. It is so bitter. I cannot digest it. But it's time to face it.
Yeah, and I can cry as much as I need. Even psychology is telling us that when you feel that there is need for mourning, then mourn. Be sad, cry
for it. But let it be a phase.
Yeah.
Do not let it be a prolonged process.
Want it or not, it will be a phase. It will pass.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I told you. When we look at ourselves, there were some phases in our life in which we felt like inactive as the result of the outcome of all these things that happened to us. And we labeled them as bad luck or faulty star or whatever, circumstances, anything that you would call it or label it. But at the end of the day, when I look at myself after that one thing that happened, I see the test clearly. Yeah. Sometimes my patience has to be put into test. Without me even being aware of it, I start to establish strength.
And the most important feature and benefit we get out of them is this feature of staying more patient. I mean, the other day I was reading some of the Quranic narrations and I came to this part that was telling us, okay, for whatever you wish, whatever you pray for, God will grant you something positive. But with patience, when you pray for patience, then God has to give you some difficulties and challenges. Some moments that you call it bad luck. So there, this feature will grow in you.
I also heard something from a great scholar, religious scholar, who was saying that never think that your wishes and your prayers on the place that you sit and talk to God are going to be forgotten, even if they are not granted to you. No, it's not. It does not work like that. It's as if the seeds are there, but you just don't see them. Even if you do not get them in this world, since we believe in the eternal living and in the eternal life, every wish that you have and it's not given to you and you're not granted with that, make sure that it will turn into a torch that would lighten up your way in the hereafter.
And it sure will. Sometimes we just plant the seed and we want the fruit the next day.
Yeah.
So it is not going to be given to us the next day.
And I think we have lived enough to see, to have seen that sometimes I want something right now.
Yeah.
Right now I have this passion for having it. It does not happen to me because the attachment that I have built toward that thing needs to be tested.
Yeah, right.
I need to learn that I can leave even without that thing that I'm wishing for.
Yeah, right.
I can still be someone without that thing that I'm dying for, that I'm wishing to give everything, to sacrifice
and
everything.
And usually it will be given to us after this.
Yeah. After the phase at which you've gone into the rehab and you're already able to live without that thing, you'll be given, and in that moment you see that now you have a more logical stand toward that thing.
Exactly.
So there is such a thing that life is not always going to work based on the efforts that you have taken. Sometimes you work so hard for something, you have all the potentials, you're already qualified, but life has another plan for you. Call it life, call it destiny, call it luck, whatever you call it. There is something, but generally what we call it is as testing point. Yes. Probably that's the turning point in your life. And what you need to do is to come to this moment of realization and awareness that things in life do not usually work based on my planning. Sometimes you must have planned, and my timing, of course. And probably you need to have plan B, plan C, and you know how the alphabetical circle could work.
Yeah, exactly. And we just trying to be in a hurry to achieve whatever we want will never work.
We're always in rush as human beings because it's a part of our nature, actually.
Yeah, right.
We always want things right at the moment. We're always at a rush, but this is the exact thing where we have to be tested.
Yeah, exactly.
And we are being tested.
So true.
And as bitter as it might sound, but it has some positive points.
For sure. Even we practicing patience has its own benefits for us. In the Holy Book of Quran, we hear Allah does not waste the reward of those who do good.
Exactly.
So even if my patience today is that small good deed that I am doing, then Allah will not waste my reward. I'm going to be rewarded in whatever way that He prefers, not I.
And of course, we have it in the Holy Book. Again, God tells us that not everything that you wish is going to be for your benefit.
Exactly.
Sometimes the things that you hate the most are the things that are better for you.
Exactly.
And again, we have seen it based on our life.
For sure.
There are many instances that we didn't want something to be in the process, in the journey of our life. But just as we get it, we get that thing instead of the thing that we have planned for, we realize the logic behind
it. And the beauty behind it.
Yeah, and the beauty behind it. So yes, it is difficult and we're not people from other planets, but I think it needs growth and it needs thinking and awareness. Yeah. This is the outcome of two introvert people sharing their own experiences about something which is very deep already.
Exactly.
I hope everybody could get enough of luck in their life to call themselves lucky. But of course, in the path that God has planned for you.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum. Wassalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.